cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, don't we love that? That's a little Tiësto and On My Way. Nice, huh? Isn't that happy? That's a Friday song.
Yes, okay.
So, Gareth gets it right again, and the three of you are useless when it comes
Benjamin,
to
Benjamin, what do you have to say?
Gets it right. Jeepers, pat yourself on the back, why don't you?
I like a nice jazz band, I do.
Yeah, because that's what I always say. No, I send you song suggestions, and then it's like...
When last did you send me one?
It's not even over the top of your head, because you delete your emails every single day.
I do.
Exactly.
It's my favorite thing to just clear
out. Which is really, really efficient for work stuff like this.
Ben, do you like any electro music?
Yes.
Okay. Any pop?
I'm sorry, but when I host the show and Gareth's away, do we have these issues? I seem to have many music suggestions, which then leads to conversation topics.
But what about...
And here I am on trial.
What did you do to us on Australia Day, Ben?
Played Australian music. Why go back to that?
That one day...
That's the
you
thing.
You ruined it forever.
That's like criticizing Islamic people as going to Mecca and praying.
No, I mean, it's not. Come on. No, it's not. It's absolutely
like,
not the same.
How dare you go to Mecca and pray? I played Kalimuk on Australia.
You played terrible Australian music that day.
It's
it
not
was
my fault.
Terrible
They're
music.
Not gifted musically, the Australians. That's like hitting a redneck over the head for liking a banjo. Jeepers, tough crowd.
You were 2 seconds away from playing what is it called, the didgeridoo?
Yeah, it's a cultural element of Australia.
Can you imagine?
Whoa.
Yeah, Ben hitting the didgeridoo. Don't worry, mate. I got this under control. This is going to be fantastic.
Ben, you are redeemed, though, because I know you have a good hip-hop bone in you.
He does. Yes, he does.
See, I don't want to hear you talk about bones in me, really. Just not the right guy for the conversation.
On.
All right, So the big news out of Buckingham Palace yesterday that made everybody think, someone's dead, wasn't news at all.
Mm-mm.
What was it? Prince Philip, who's 96 years old, is going to stop working. Oh, everybody stop what you're doing because he's going to stop working. Like, we were really, like, relying on him to cut that ribbon. What are we going to do now?
Yep, the 95-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth II will officially retire from public engagements later this year. The decision was taken with the full support of the monarch. The Duke also will be celebrating his 96th birthday on the 10th of June. Wow, guys, 96, hey?
Yeah, it's a long time to live, especially in the lap of luxury.
He is the longest serving consort in British history.
Yes.
And he's conducted some 219 royal engagements.
Yes. Bloody earned it.
Last year alone, 219. Right. So that is what he's going to be retiring from, is all those public engagements.
Well, the best tweet, in my opinion, about all of this was someone saying, "This just in, 95-year-old man retires from waving."
Spot on.
That's great.
Oh, boy.
He is so difficult to talk to, this Prince Philip. He makes it so difficult to interview him.
Yeah, okay. So let's go through some of the things that Prince Philip has said. Some of them have made people cringe. Some of them have made people laugh. Some of them have just made people go, oh my goodness, what has just happened? So
where to start with this guy and his one-liners, huh?
In Kenya in 1984, after accepting a small gift from a local woman, Philip said, thank you. You are a woman, aren't you? In Australia, in 1992, when asked to stroke a koala bear, the prince responded, oh no, I might catch some ghastly disease.
Oh my goodness.
He doesn't just hate people, he hates koala bears. I mean, what kind of a misery do you have to be to hate koala bears? Just listen to this quickly.
Okay.
I agreed to do a challenge, sir, for the awards themselves. I'm going to wing walk.
Really?
Yes, for you, sir.
Who's trying to get rid of you?
Just, I know this is a long and busy day.
You're going to stand there on the wing saying, hello, folks.
I'm not quite sure what I'll be saying or whether it's transmittable, but I'm going to give it a go.
I wouldn't open my mouth if I knew.
I can't even understand the old bastard. So there he is. He's trying to talk, but nobody's listening.
I'd love to know what, like how the Queen reins him in, because
she doesn't.
He once said, "I don't think a prostitute is more moral than a wife, but they are doing the same thing." Yeah, I mean, what does she think when she hears him say that in public?
Okay.
And he said, you are a woman, aren't you?
He said, when a man opens a car door for his wife, it's either a new car or a new wife.
Oh, my.
That's just so good.
Now
He's so good.
He was heard muttering this at the Royal Variety performance while watching Sir Elton John perform back in 2001. He said, "I wish he'd turn the microphone off."
What an
uncontrollable git.
Fantastic.
He hates absolutely everyone.
When he was talking about the class system in 2000, he said, "People think there's a rigid class system here, but dukes have even been known to marry chorus girls. Some have even married Americans."
Oh my god. Oh.
Now, you'll remember...
Some have even married Americans.
You'll remember Malala Yousafzai survived an assassination attempt by the Taliban, right?
No, he said something horrible about her.
Well, because she was campaigning for the right of girls to go to school without fear. Mm-hmm. So he tried to crack a joke with her and he said, "Children go to school because their parents don't want them in the house."
Well, now we know how he feels about his children, right? I mean, that's his kids. He doesn't want them around. I remember when they couldn't wait to get Charles sent off to Australia for school or whatever it was. It was either Australia or Scotland, but as far as possible from Philip. Listen to him here talking about retiring, right? Here he's talking about it. Listen to this.
I reckon I've done my bit. I want to enjoy myself for a bit now. With less responsibility, less frantic rushing about, less...
You couldn't have... less responsibility than he has. This is like Donald Trump doing the opposite of going for president, saying, "I'm going to sit around in my underpants. I'm too old, I'm too tired for this." This guy is, he's done his bit. Listen to that.
Done my bit. I want to enjoy myself for a bit now. With less responsibility, less frantic rushing about, less preparation, less... trying to think of something to say. Memory's going. I can't remember names and things. Yes, I'm just sort of winding down.
Are you?
Yes.
Taking on less duties, that kind of thing?
I'm not taking on less. I'm getting rid of things.
Oh, my goodness. What a guy. I love this dude. So I really love him. I wish I were him.
So when he says thinking of things to say, he doesn't have anything nice to say about anybody.
No.
So in 1991, he was in Thailand where they presented him with a conservation award, to which he said, "Your country is one of the most notorious centers of trading in endangered species." That's when you have nothing nice to say. You at least say, "Thank you for having me. Your country is beautiful."
Yeah.
Or he went to a Bangladeshi youth club in 2002 and he said, "Right, so who's on drugs here?"
No.
And he pointed at some kid and said, "He looks like he's on drugs."
Right, so who's on drugs here?
Well, back in 1999, he was in Ghana, and then he asked the question, "How many members of parliament do you have?" They told him 200, and he said, "Yeah, that's about the right number. We have 650, and most of them are a complete bloody waste of time."
Listen to this.
"You came in as an outsider, to a certain extent."
Well, rather less an outsider than some. I mean, my father was King George V's first cousin. I came to the Duchess of Kent's wedding here. I met the Queen when she was 12 or something. Not quite such an outsider as you might think.
It's just no answer is simple. Like, he's going to try and trip you up on every question you ask him.
No, he really is. He can't give a nice answer. He's never actually that nice. A VIP at a local airport once asked him, "What was your flight like, Your Royal Highness?" So he says, "Have you ever flown in a plane?" So the guy goes, "Oh, yes, sir, many times." So Philip says, "Well, it was just like that." What a horrible old git.
I told you what he said to me when I met him in Pretoria once. I'm sure I have. It was in my book. Anyway, the queen comes past and she goes, "How do you do? How do you do?" And you say, "Hello, Your Majesty," and she moves on. And then Philip comes down the line. So I stand forward. I'm at high school. I'm in my trick. Stand forward. I go, Your Royal Highness, may I present our head boy and our head girl? And this is our headmaster. And he goes, And who the hell are you? So I try to start explaining to him who I am. And he goes, and he looks at me like he's talking down to one of his servants. And he goes, oh, you're just a hanger on, are you? Yeah, I'm all of 18 years old. So I look up at him. I go, I realize I'm like beaten. So I go, yes, Your Royal Highness. And I look down. I go, I'm just a hanger on. So he taps me on the shoulder and he points towards the Queen like this. And he goes, well, I know how you feel. I think he just did it for fun. Like all the stuff that he did, he was just doing for fun. He was having a time.
Well, he was bored, so that's the fun that he can get.
Right. I don't think the guy is... He doesn't take any of this stuff seriously.
Was it an
He's laughing at funerals. He's just not having the... He's got the best life.
I now actually get why there was an emergency meeting, though. Because everyone now is breathing a sigh of relief. Yeah. All of these people who've been
offended. All the PR people.
It's just like, okay.
The PR people are like, oh, for fuck's sake. We've been waiting for this for the longest time.
He doesn't have to say anything anymore.
Please don't, you know, just shut up.
Well, was it an arranged marriage, obviously, between him and the Queen?
No, they genuinely fell in love. The Queen took a major shine to him. He was tall. He was very good looking when he was younger.
Hmm. He was a dashing Greek gent.
And he was a naval, at that stage, he was a naval lieutenant. So he was wearing the uniform and he seemed to her to be, and he was fit and, you know, he active and came from good stock and the parents approved of him and all that kind of thing. So the Queen fell head over heels in love with him.
Mm, okay.
Goodness.
And what kind of a moron would he be if he said, nah, I think I can get a better queen.
They'll be married for 70 years this year.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Incredibly happy.
Listen to this. So she asks him more questions, this Fiona Bruce.
It's a relatively carefree time for you both, I presume to say.
You're obsessed with carefree.
Well, simply because it strikes me that your life after that has become...
a professional life. I was a professional naval officer.
But you weren't having to do the level of duties that you do now.
I was having to do my duties as a professional naval officer. Now, I'd even probably never had a profession, so you don't know what that means.
Well, I...
Oh, the condescending laugh.
He says to the interviewer, well, you've probably haven't never had a profession, so you don't know what that means. Mm. I mean, he's trying to derail her at every turn. I love this. I love, love, love this guy. He just does not give a shit.
I would presume to say.
You're obsessed with carefree.
Well, simply because it's
right. He just picks her apart at every turn.
After that has become
a professional life. I was a professional naval officer.
But you weren't having to do the
I was having
level
to do
of duties
my
that you do
duties
now.
As a professional naval officer. Now, I'd even probably never had a profession, so you don't know what that means.
Well, I flatter myself I have one now, but perhaps not in your view.
I see.
All I mean is that the level of official functions, state visits, the kind of thing that you then took on, you weren't doing as much of it then as I understand
no,
it.
So wasn't that, before, no.
That it was a very different life.
Yes.
What's your
and
point?
One that you enjoyed?
Yes, I had no grumbles.
He's never had grumbles. This guy. He once went to some factory in India where they were busy installing a distribution box, you know, that puts the electricity into the building.
Mm-hmm.
And there were wires all over the place. And he goes, gosh. And he leans forward and he goes, this thing looks like it's put in by an Indian. But he's an Indian.
I mean... Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Huh?
I mean, what you can give him is that he attacked without discrimination. Like
he hated everybody.
He would attack men, women, black, white, colored, Indian, like all nationalities, all genders,
everybody.
He was just like, yeah, no.
He really was. So he was in Abu Dhabi. Like recently, you know, like
these horrible quotes don't end.
No, it's endless. You got
we have
internet.
96 years. Of
so these. He was saying to expats in Abu Dhabi, he said, "Are you running away from something?" He cuts to the chase on so many different things. Back in the 80s, he said to a woman solicitor, "I thought it was against the law for women to solicit."
He's such a misogynist. And then he says, at his own award scheme for young people, he goes, young people are the same as they always were, just as ignorant. In Canada in 1976, someone said, oh, are you having a happy time, Your Royal Highness? And he went, well, we don't come here for our health.
But he would also, like, he would go off to weird and wonderful countries, and he would always just make fun of tribes people. He was in Australia, and there was this Aboriginal chief, and he asked him straight face, do you people still throw spears at each other? Like, to be in a position where you can throw such shit at people, and everyone's kind of standing around politely going, oh, he says that horrible stuff again, just laugh.
He's handing out shit left, right, and center, and they just have to take it.
He is. He's like the famous drunkle in the world.
That's the thing. People just had to take it. I mean, I wonder whether anybody has ever tried to challenge him on, you know, after he dished out an insult.
He said to someone once asked him, you know, is it very difficult to be rich in Britain? So he said, it's not difficult to be rich in Britain. What about Tom Jones? He made a million and he's a bloody awful singer.
Yes! Yes, because he once asked Tom Jones, what do you gargle with? Pebbles.
No.
He seems to not like Tom Jones, because in 69 he said, it's difficult to see how it's possible to become immensely valuable by singing what are the most hideous songs.
He said to deaf children, in a steel band, deaf, if you're near there, no wonder you're deaf. This guy is just handing out shit everywhere. I love him.
And this is what he's saying in the public eye. Can you imagine like a Downton Abbey setting when he's having dinner with everyone else?
When it's just him and the Queen, he must be so rude about everybody. He must look down on every one of us.
Yeah.
Imagine what he says about Harry's love life.
He used Hitler's title to address German Chancellor Helmut Kohl in 1997. He called him Reichskanzler.
Oh my gosh. Well, he
I'm surprised this wasn't called sooner then.
He probably didn't know.
You know, when Harry dresses up like a Nazi, it's nothing compared to what his grandfather's like. Right? Nothing.
He probably didn't realize or know who Kate Blanchett is, because back in 2008, at a Buckingham Palace reception, he was introduced to the Oscar winner, Kate Blanchett. Thinking she was a film technician, he asked her, do you know how to fix my broken DVD player? There's a cord sticking out of the back and I don't know where it goes.
That is so good. Oh, man. Jesus.
Yeah, it's time for him someone to offered sit him, down.
Sometime in 2000, someone offered him some food and he went, no, I'd probably end up spitting it out of everybody.
Yeah, he also had some interesting things to say about the Cantonese. He said, if it has four legs and it's not a chair, if it's got two wings and doesn't, and it flies, but it's not an aeroplane, and if it swims and it's not a submarine, the Cantonese will eat it.
My God, what a man.
It's like a riddle of just un-PC-ness.
There was a huge demand for visits abroad, for all sorts of things, and I think there was a general understanding that it would be more sensible if I didn't go on with the Navy.
Is it something you'd have liked to have continued?
That's hypothetical.
It is, but I'm asking the question. Would you like to have continued?
No answer.
You must have thought about it.
Not interested in answering.
Let me put it another way, then.
He just looks at her.
Was it difficult to give up?
If I thought of it at all, I thought that I could perfectly well go on with this, with the career. It would have been of great value to the Queen when she became Queen eventually, to have somebody who was, in a sense, professionally qualified at something and not just traipsing around.
That's what he thinks, just traipsing around.
But speaking of old doddery gits, you know Mugabe's at this World Economic Forum Africa thing at the moment, right?
In Durban, yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard him talk recently?
He's crazy. Let's go to Skype quickly before you get to Mugabe. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's happening, man?
Cool, man. I just want to talk about why people are so offended by everything these days.
Yeah, I know. What did you want to say?
I mean, okay, we're in Mozambique last week, and as a fun joke, we're wearing Arab clothing.
Arab clothing. Hang on, were you there with Lucas?
Yes, I was.
All right, all right. So you, because I saw a picture of you and Lucas and one other dude, and you were all wearing those headdresses that they wear in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
So what happened?
So there was a bunch of girls sitting in front of us, or next to us. Apparently now, they were extremely offended by what we did. Apparently it was out of line. But I don't get where the offense comes in there. First of all, those girls are not even Muslim.
Yeah.
I don't think we're offending Muslim people by doing that.
No.
It just goes back to the whole controversy of the Pepsi ad. Remember the Pepsi ad and everyone got offended because of the Pepsi ad? I don't get it.
You know what it is?
I think it was a terrible ad.
Not enough people have Prince Philip in their lives. That's the problem. If we all had some of him in our lives, nothing would offend us because he's offensive about everything. What does Mugabe have to say? Because he was at this World Economic Forum in Durban, right?
Okay, so we all know he's as old as Prince Philip, right?
Yeah, maybe even older.
Probably been older, but have you heard him talk nowadays? You can't make out what he's saying. This is, okay, just try to bear with this. This is him talking.
But then there is that which is caused by the clash of doctrines. Sometimes it's not just the political doctrines, it's religious doctrines. And that's what we see on our globe.
Oh my goodness.
And you have our Muslim friends. Islam has split itself so much so that one doesn't know where the splits will end. And the splits are not, like splits in the Christian churches.
What is he talking about?
You are getting lots of small churches starting.
Oh my God, can't anymore.
Pardon
What's
me.
Wrong with the guy?
He looks like he's half asleep, right? So he's slumped in this chair.
He probably is half asleep.
He looks like Homer Simpson after a day of work.
Yeah.
And his eyes are mostly closed. And he's grappling for words. You can just see he's just so old.
But no one's going to tell him anything. They won't say, Mr. No. President, please sit down.
All they need to do is like, hey, listen, old man, relax. If Prince Philip can do it, you can. I mean, Philip sounds mean but lucid.
Yeah. Oh, I'd hate
Bob to... sounds not very lucid and not even mean anymore.
I'd hate to be in a situation where I have to pick one over the other.
You put those two in a nursing home together and just leave them.
Imagine.
Give them shitloads of drugs and just leave them in a nursing home together. Wouldn't that be funny?
Jeez, those poor staff.
Huh?
I know, that was my
The women would be harassed.
Well. Yes.
Well, Philip would harass Bob as well. Jeez, the two of them would just go at each other all day.
But they both think they're so right.
And then fall asleep mid-sentence around. Yeah.
But doesn't this just show you, like,
so old.
Old men are just the worst.
Yeah.
Old
yeah.
people, full stop.
No. Old ladies are not like this.
Yeah, they can still be sweet. Old men, though.
Old
terrible.
Ladies can be sweet and, kind. And I know you've got that one really terrible aunt. See,
that's
please,
why. I
can
just
you tell the story about this aunt? You don't have to get into too much detail, but I love this.
No, she's a proper problem. She's my great aunt.
Proper problem.
Listen to this.
She lives alone. She refuses to live with anyone in any case, and she refuses to see family as well. And she drinks every single day. And mind you, I'm not talking about like sherry or something. No, she drinks like beer and stuff.
So Sia, Sia's mum. Phones are up around December. She's like, it's family time. Yes. Let's get the family together. You know how moms are. So Sia's mom is like, let's call your great aunt. So she phones her up. She goes, hey, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Why don't you come to a family do at our house? She goes, no, thanks.
Yeah.
Puts down the phone.
That's it. She honestly says no. She doesn't care at all.
I don't want to do it.
That's why I say old people.
They're the worst.
You just get way too honest, I think. There's no filter for anything.
Yeah.
I do love that. But you see how much Bob and Philip have in common, because this is the thing about old men, is they think they're right about everything, and they make everyone around them uncomfortable. They extend their power as far as they can. Old men love being powerful, right? And Bob and Philip are both
and
powerful.
And holding onto that power.
Right. So even if you're not powerful, I mean, some old guy in the nursing home who runs the bridge club thinks he's the king of the world. You know what I mean?
Also think about like how, for example, you, if you were with your grandfather and you had started to know how to drive and you're like, oh, grandpa, I'll go to the shops for you quickly. Still would say, no, 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 I'll drive. And it takes him 25 minutes to just
he doesn't
even
know where
get
he's
the car
going.
Started.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Disaster. All right. Nobile's on the line. We'll get to him in a second. Here's a message from Migs. Gareth, if money was not an issue, how far would you go to reach your dream of living forever? Using movies as a guide, which of the following would you choose? A, becoming a cyborg. That's like RoboCop, Inspector Gadget, or Star Wars. B, becoming cybernetic. No human traces left, as in Ghost in the Shell. Or C, clone yourself for spare parts and or spare body.
Oh.
The island. D, become 100% digital with no physical body. Lawnmower Man, Max Headroom. Keep in mind, some of those choices will lead you further away from the definition of being a human being, and not everyone will follow your example. Many will simply choose to stay human. Yeah, I don't care what other people do. If I had a huge amount of money and I didn't have to worry and I could live forever, whichever one would bring me immortality first is the one I'd choose. I'm not even fussy. You can turn me into a machine. You can incorporate machine parts into me. You can download my software into a new shell. I don't mind. But to me, it's important that I do, that I live forever. It's really important.
What was option C? Option C is being cloned, right?
So they clone yourself for spare parts or spare body.
I'm going to go for that because, I mean, what is sex like as a cyborg? Do you still get to enjoy it?
I don't know that I'd be that interested after 100 years.
I still want orgasms. Yeah, I still want to feel stuff like that.
But what would you?
If I'm going to live forever.
But you can't replace your skin, though, Gareth. So you're going to be like, you know, Philip's face is a mess. It looks like a buckshot piece of like. it's just a mess.
Bob doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, well, Bob's just got lots of money. He's been putting a lot of time and effort into his appearance. And
Philip hasn't.
Well, I mean,
he hasn't got Bob.
Guys,
Bob doesn't eat meat.
If
he doesn't drink.
If I get to 1,000 years old,
yeah.
Your breath will be unplayable at any stage of the day. You'll get a dog and it'll walk out going, oh.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mobile, what's up? Is he on Skype or on the phone? Oh, okay. Well, I just changed to the phone. All right. Hey, Mobile, what's up?
No, I just wanted to thank you guys. When did you first introduce us to that Queen of Vagina?
Isn't it great?
Oh, no, gosh. The reason is Queen of Vagina has gotten me late so many times. I just want to say thank you, guys.
How does
that song? I just play that song and it does everything.
Oh. Is it like
all you need to do is go?
Yeah.
All you need to say to the ladies is, listen, I got the best song ever. Whether you're a Justin Bieber fan or you like jazz or the Suki Suki, doesn't matter. As soon as you go, Vaja 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 Vagina, they just go crazy.
Yeah.
They go, oh my god. And then when she just goes, 2 + 2 is vagina, seals the deal for me. And I just want to say, thank you guys. Like,
hang on a second.
Ever.
So it's like an icebreaker, and then the girl is easy to talk about vagina. And so it does all the work for you. You don't have to stress after you've played the vagina song.
It is the most beautiful thing. Even my friends are now digging to it. They're like, oh, God, every time we bring girls over, we need to play that song. And I'm like, you know what? And you know what? Nothing beats that song so far. Because I've tried all sorts of methods, but nothing has beaten that in its consistency.
I'm
ratio.
So happy to hear this. You see, that this is real philanthropy on our part. We try to be helpful and informative, but this is a new level of utility.
Like, even my gay friends going, oh my gosh, I like the Queen of Vagina.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Like, it's the song that crosses all barriers of everything. Like, yeah. You know what, guys? I was going to talk about something more serious, but this whole Queen of Vagina, I just want to say, you know what? Props to you. Thank you. And you need to keep that up.
Mobile, it is serious, and I'm glad you brought it up. So just for you this morning, let's have a little taste. Vagina. Everybody, join in this morning. It is Friday. Vagina. 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 Oh,
I am queen of vagina. Queen of vagina. Vagina, vagina. Penis. Promiscuous. I am queen of vagina. Queen of vagina. Vagina, penis.
What a celebration this morning, isn't that great?
That's the 1 minute I hope my mother hasn't listened to.
Well, especially when she hears that you know every word of the lyrics.
So enthusiastically singing.
I'll tell you who will love that is your drunk aunt.
So seeing as how it didn't take much for us to quickly deteriorate into this,
right,
how do you feel about a robot that's designed to give blowjobs?
But don't they already got all those other horrible mechanisms that they, you know, I haven't been into an adult store for a long time.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they must have improved from like blow up dolls.
I think I know.
This is good because this is improvement. This is a new direction.
That's what Japan's been doing for all these years.
I was about to say, did the Asians make this?
Pioneers in this field.
And it's probably called Suki the Sucker.
It's by Arlen Robotic Services. They have created the first robotic droid sex toy, which is capable of recreating oral interaction. That's just a nice way of saying giving a blowjob. The project has been crowdfunded, but the creators say that the robot looks, smells, feels and moves like a real human in the room with you, because that's not creepy at all. You can't actually see the robot's face, so someone can match the clothes, hairstyle and perfume of anyone that they choose to, like a celebrity maybe that you're a little bit obsessed with. And if you're slightly worried about one of your mates coming to yours and seeing your sex robot, don't worry, Arlen has you covered. When not in use, the robot converts into a metal structure that you can keep inside a cushion. So it folds as well. And it can be hidden inside a cushion.
Yo, then your mother sits on it. Then it's awkward. Oh, no.
What a thing. What a thing to have developed. Imagine that's your contribution to humankind.
Yeah, yeah.
They write on your tombstone one day, they go, Lucas Matebula designed the Suckbot.
Why am I not able to find what it's called here?
I'm telling you, it's called the Suckbot.
Oh my gosh.
I want to go with Suki the Sucker.
Jeez, what a thing.
That is odd.
But I don't know whether they've improved enough in the sex toy department. Look, ultimately, virtual reality is going to take care of this, right? We put on the headset because for men, mostly, it's visual. For women, it's about the story. And it's about the feelings. But for men, it's totally visual. That's why we love porn more than women do. Women love porn, don't get me wrong, but men love it more. It's going to be visual. It's going to be audio.
I don't know. I don't always understand the story thing. Are you talking about just watching?
No,
because when I said
there has to be like a context
yeah.
for women to really enjoy it as much. For men,
to watch porn, you mean?
Yeah, if you just start the movie at any point
and there's
a pair of titties and the men are like, yeah, we're in. Yeah, get in the zone, just visual, boom, it's very easy. You switch them on, you switch them off.
Because I've got to say, I mean, you just need to put common in front of me and I'm good to go. I'm like, okay.
That's because it's common, you see. The story is that it's common.
No, there's no story there. Common looks good. He is an attractive man. It's the same.
Are you transgender and you've been lying to me all this time?
No, it's the same effect that, you know, washboard abs have on women.
Sure.
Like a man takes his shirt off.
Okay,
you see a six pack, you like, oh, I'm good to go.
Washboard abs versus titties.
No, well, I mean, I don't respond to breasts at all because I'm not wired that way. But I do respond
You're
to I do respond to, you know,
see his face when you said breast.
No. I said titties just now. See him.
No, not those fun bags.
Okay, I put a saucer of sour breast milk under his nose.
You see?
He's just horrified. Do that? I mean, for you, the washboard abs, is that the thing?
I am an arms sort of person.
Arms.
Yes, because, I want you because to be able envision, to carry me like the house is on fire and you're the fireman.
Wow, all right, now we're getting deep. Let's go.
So that I'm like, no, I don't want to. Then you're like, no. Throw me a
That's a bit of a violent streak there. All
bit
right.
A bit of rough and tumble here.
Okay, got you.
A little stubble or some scruff.
You don't want a totally smooth face. It puts you too effeminate.
Yeah, no. Just like a little scruff situation.
All right.
And
because, of course,
else?
I don't like a woman with a beard at all.
Wow. Just clear. Right.
Bristly, like long hairs coming out of her chin. Never
a cute
good.
Little tush. There we go. All right, that's my only criteria.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hang on, Lucas wants to tell us something. Oh. Yes, sir.
No, my uncle, like, he used to drink lots of beer. And when you're chilling with him, he used to say, if you marry a woman that has beard and she wears glasses, she'll look over you over the glasses and she'll say, exalt your blessing, lady. It's like, they normally beat up men, so never marry
a woman. I got you.
Always listen to the uncle.
All right. Okay, listen, let's try and do some serious news for 5 seconds, shall we?
Okay. Well, you know how China pretty much don't like to be a part of the crowd. They don't like being seen to be doing the same things.
Well, they're a huge crowd.
Doing.
What are you talking about? They're the biggest crowd of all humanity.
No. Well, what I mean
don't
is...
Don't want to be part of a crowd. There's billions
no,
of them.
No. So what I'm talking about is things like how they, you know, look down on Twitter because for them it's like, why must we use that? And, take your Facebook and keep it because we're not interested.
Well, you're not allowed Facebook there. So it's not like they even know Facebook exists.
Well, I mean, they have their own versions. So, you know, like how something like WeChat is far bigger in China than anywhere else in the world.
Yes.
And it was created by them. Well, now China are also about to compile their own Wikipedia. Thank you very much, because why not? They're compiling
Western world lie.
They're compiling a free online encyclopedia to rival Wikipedia, but it will likely only give Beijing's official version of sensitive historical events, and the public won't be able to write or edit it in the same way that you're able to on Wiki.
Yeah, that's the most crucial element.
Yeah. Instead, scholars and experts who have been conveniently handpicked by the government say only they will be able to make entries. This is the latest example of the Chinese government's efforts to control information available on the internet.
I think it's a tough job to try and stop the flow of information in this day and age. It's very difficult.
And yet the way that they successfully are able to do so is also quite impressive in a sense.
They've got these firewalls, and they call them the Great Firewall of China, that you can't get into from our side. So apparently buying sex, not selling it, is a crime in South Africa. I had to go straight back to sex, but I just saw this on Times Live. Now listen to this.
Okay.
Important stuff. So apparently, if you are a prostitute, you will not be arrested for being a prostitute. But if you pay a prostitute, you could be arrested for trying to solicit a prostitute.
Similar to the marijuana thing.
Is this when you use cash or can you still barter? I mean, if you arrive with, I don't know, a Louis Vuitton handbag or
I don't know
something of value of mutual consent.
Very difficult to figure this one out.
That happens on a daily basis, though.
I just saw that. That's breaking news.
In normal daily activity.
I mean, what if it's like transport and dinner?
So if you were planning on hookers this weekend, I'm sorry, that's a bit of a buzzkill for you.
Again, Ben, that happens on a daily basis. It's a date. You get picked up. You get the guy pays for dinner. You go home and you have sex.
Okay. Well, you're sounding very much like Prince Philip right now.
He's
saying there's no line between prostitution and consensual sex. But I mean, is that then reason to, like, I don't know, push up PayPal? I mean, is that what prostitutes going to have now?
I think
obviously you always want to protect your customer, right? This is business 101. Yeah.
So the crime is on buying the sex and not on selling it.
But if you're buying
because the criminal here is the person paying for it. Because the prostitute is well within...
Yeah, the criminal's the guy who's the John.
Yeah,
But if the John doesn't, there's no evidence of the John paying for it, like if you e-wallet or something.
Well, there's evidence.
Yeah, I know, but it's not like you can't see the e-wallet going from hand to hand.
You sent Bambi 10,000 Rand on a Saturday night at 12:30.
She's going through a tough time. Yeah. She asked me for money. I'm being philanthropic.
Bambi's great aunt died.
Philanthropic.
Was the last remaining relative, yeah. And she can't bury her.
E-wallet, Cindy Sichle, some... Few,
yeah, because I lost a bet. She said that, you know, we had a bet on the Sundowns Wits game.
Aye, aye, aye.
And I gave her 10 grand.
Well.
All right.
No, there's no proper segue for this. I was going to...
Just drop it in cold. Yeah. Just go cold.
Same, say happy endings. I'm like, no, let's keep this like it's a family show right now.
No, it isn't.
It absolutely is not.
Are you kidding? This is our new theme song. Are you ready?
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Bippity boppity, Easter's on its way.
Except we can only really play that in April. Mm. All right, I love that though. That's our new theme song. What do you want to tell us, Sia?
I want to talk about something very cool.
Go on.
So, CliffCentral.com, we've personally been part of this for the past couple of years. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's time. It's that time of the year again. It's actually the Sunday Times Generation Next Award.
I know what you're talking about. Now, these are cool. Our own Aria Kelman was speaker there last year.
Yes.
Generation Next is really the place where everybody in media and advertising needs to go to find out what the latest trends are for millennials, young people in South Africa, the most exciting sort of leading edge of what is cool for everybody under the age of 25.
Oh yeah, the kids really have their say, because for the specific award show, you know, the results are all from a youth survey conducted as well with youth marketing specialists, HDI youth marketeers.
Yeah.
So SA's coolest local celebs and the sports personalities, radio shows as well, and local TV shows have been decided. So let's just give a quick little run through over some of the nominees. So up for coolest local male celeb are AKA, his BFF / sometimes rival Casper Nyovest, musician MT, Nasty C, and Trevor Noah as well. Coolest local female celebs, Babes Wodumo, Fifi Cooper, Lira, Mini Dlamini, and Pearl Tusi. Coolest local sports people, AB de Villiers, who've been trying to get for the show, so let's cross fingers.
Listen, can I say something to AB de Villiers?
Yes.
Someone passed this message on to him.
Please,
used to be a friend of mine. This guy and I used to go out and drink together. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I believe, AB, you are my favorite cricketer of all time. You are undisputedly one of our finest sportsmen.
Uh-huh.
You're a terrific human being. You've got a great sense of humor. You've got a couple of cuck songs, but otherwise you're perfect.
Oh, no.
Well, the cuck songs show he's got a sense of humor.
Correct. So come in here. Kom kaer by ons.
He'll be here soon enough. Chad Leclos, Dumeleng Kune, Simpiwe Shabalala, and Wait for Nikar. Then finally, local TV shows, the coolest local TV shows. Can you believe Siva Dilan,
yeah.
Empire,
yeah, totally good.
Ispire, Skim Sam, and Uzalo. And then as well, coolest local screen stars, Jessica Nkosi, who's from Ispire, Mini Dlamini, Pearl Mudiadi, Pearl Tusi, and Trevor Noah. Mm. So all of these results will be announced next week, Thursday, the 11th of May, at the Sandton Convention Center. #Nice. Gen Next 2017.
So you're not anyone really, unless you're being mentioned here. Like, so if you think you're a big deal,
no, you could be, but you're not a big deal to young, you know, people under a certain age.
Yeah,
you're just a nobody.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm talking celebrity terms.
The cool kids, bro.
The cool kids don't give a shit about you if you're not on this list.
Yeah, because in celebrity terms, if you're not on these lists, then you're not anything really.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the truth. Right. Here's a nice message. This is from Ndumi. Ndumi says, when you guys have a mini fight about the song at 7 a.m., it reminds me of a bunch of friends on a road trip fighting for the aux cable. And then a good suggestion that came in here from somebody. You should play Lady Gaga's The Cure. Everybody's talking about that song.
Oh, it's a dope song.
You want to get into that now? Because we've got to get to the Mampela Rampele interview.
Mm. Yeah, let's
do
we
it.
We haven't had the Lady Gaga for quite a while.
Whoever advised that, I'm totally on your team.
All right, let's do it. Well, I think there's someone from your team.
Oh, no.
Lady Gaga has a lot of fans in that team. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mampela Rampele is next.
I'll undress you because you're tired. Cover you as you decide.
CliffCentral.com.